Hello podcasters, this is Manjunath from AI Machine Learning Academy. In this podcast, we will see what are the best laptop for machine learning. If you are a machine learning student or a professional who is looking to get a decent laptop for your activity, then this podcast is for you. When it comes to picking the right laptop for machine learning, for the most part, we will be looking about two factors. The first one is the portability and the second one is the processing power. The higher the processing power, the heavier the laptop gets and consequently its portability is diminished and the other way around. The next big thing to note is that with higher power, the battery life additionally shrivels and as a result, you're losing out on portability once more. Tremendous data sets nowadays have grown the handling power of a solitary machine and will rely on your accessing the cloud for processing, in which case portability is going to be of value to you. Having said that, let us recognize what are the basic requirements that you would require with regards to laptop. So being a machine learning professional or a student activity, you need a laptop which primarily focus of solving the problem instead of fixing the problems on your existing laptop. So ideally, I would look for a decent laptop. I would recommend the first point would be the screen size. I would recommend minimum of 15-inch laptop, which would be ideal for machine learning engineer or a researcher. The more the screen size, it would be extremely useful while investigating a lot of data sets. And the second important point would be the CPU. Nowadays, there are Core i3, i5, i7 laptops available in the market for machine learning. I would definitely go for i7 laptop as it is more powerful with high performance. And the next point we would look for is storage. Going for the laptop which has SSD storage and not HDD. On the off chance that a workstation has both SSD and HDD, you should not have any issues at all. However, you shouldn't run for a laptop with just HDD storage. And the bottom line I would look is most likely you want to perform numerous input output on large number of data sets, so 1 terabyte is my suggestion for the storage operating system. On the chance that you need a steady operating system and smooth execution, pick Mac OS. MacBook Air or MacBook Pro is my first preference. You'd also go for Windows operating system. You can pick any of the good machines which we will be looking in the short while. It all depends on what choice you want to have, whether you want to have Mac OS or Windows. The next important point would be the GPU. If you need laptop both for researcher as well as for gaming, you can decide on advanced GPU. Make the most of both gaming and your career life. And bottom line, what would be is for the GPU, if you're using neural network libraries, definitely I would recommend NVIDIA or AMD. Please note this. And coming back to the RAM, I would be considering 16 GB is my ideal suggestion if large applications, so it would really work better. So if you are looking for just for training or learning, even you can go with 8 GB. So considering all these factors, I've listed some of the top 10 best laptops for machine learning programmers in 2020. The first would be the Apple 15 inches MacBook Pro. This is a perfect laptop. The specs would be 2.9 gigahertz, 16 GB memory, 512 GB SSD storage, and the screen size would be 15.4, and there would be a turbo boost up for up to 3.9 gigahertz. The advantages for this laptop, Apple MacBook Pro, is its beautiful and gorgeous Retina display with a resolution of 2880x1800, and it's the best performance you can have it. Considering the cons, it's too expensive for a budget person, and if you don't have any issue and you can have a one-time investment, if you're looking, then I would suggest this is the perfect laptop to go for. And the other cons is RAM is not upgradable. Keep a note on this. And the second laptop in my list is Microsoft Surface Pro. It's an Intel Core i7, 16GB RAM. This is the newest version, 7th generation. It's the fastest Surface Pro ever. You can have a minimum of 13.5 hours of battery life, which is really good. And compared to other previous generations, this laptop is having 50% more battery. The pros of this laptop, Microsoft Surface Pro, is as I mentioned earlier, battery life is too good, and performance is also good. The only cons I would say is it's slightly expensive when compared to other laptops in the market. So if you're looking for one-time investment, you can go this. Also, this is the latest version, seems to be very good. And the third laptop in my list is Acer Predator Helios 300 gaming laptop. This comes with i7 processor, Windows 10 Home 64-bit inbuilt, and the latest NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060 with 6GB of GDDR5 VRAM. So it is having 7 hours of battery life, and it also comes up with extra empty expandable hard drive. And the pros of this laptop is it has exceptional performance. It provides definitely real value for your money. GTX 1060 at this budget is a really, really good deal. Coming back to cons of this laptop, you should have offered better display when compared to other laptops in the market, and speakers are kind of average. So these two you can consider it before buying it. And the fourth laptop in my list is HP Pavilion. This is the best value for money. The specs of this laptop is like 2.8 GHz to 3.8 GHz Intel Core i7. It comes with 12GB DDR4 RAM, 1TB of hard drive, Windows 10 operating system, and it's just 1.8 kg laptop. The pros is, as I was telling, this is the best value for money. With this price, you can get the best performance. And the only cons I would say in this laptop is battery life would have been still better, but considering the value we are investing, I would definitely say you can go with HP Pavilion Power 15.6 inch if you are a budget student or a professional. And the fifth laptop in my list is Asus ROG Strix Ultra Thin Gaming Laptop. This is absolutely a real value for money. Asus ROG, it comes with again i7 processor, AMD 8 core, 3 GHz for desktop level computing performance, and 16GB DDR4 memory. And the pros of this laptop is it's having exceptional performance and absolutely a real value for your money you invested on this. And cons for this laptop is battery life should have been slightly again better, and it would have offered a better display when compared to other laptops. And the sixth laptop in my list is Lenovo IdeaPad HD laptop. This is the cheapest laptop in my list. If you are truly a budget person, you can just blindly go for this laptop, which is the cheapest so far in my list and so far in the market. And the pros of this laptop is it is having a good build quality and it's having high performance. And the special thing is it comes up with JBL speakers for this price. I think it comes with the top-notch JBL speakers, and price is also not heavy. And the cons of this laptop is battery lasts up to 5.5 hours. Slightly it is heavy. And the next laptop in my list is Dell XPS 9360. It's an 8th generation FHD laptop. It's the best ultra portable lightest laptop I could see in my list. And the pros of this laptop is it's beautifully Infinity 4K display. The display seems to be too good, and it's the lightest 15-inch performance laptop currently in the market, and performance is also top-notch. And the cons of this laptop is bottom of the screen looks little bit, it have been made attractive. And the eighth in my list is Surface Book 2, best 2-in-1 laptop, Microsoft Surface Book 2. The pros of this laptop is it comes up with excellent build quality, it performs well, expect high definition gaming, battery life is also good. And the only cons is slightly it is expensive, but otherwise you can go for it. It's a best 2-in-1 laptop, Microsoft Surface Book 2. And the ninth in my list is Dell Inspiron 15 inches gaming 7567 laptop, a Microsoft office home and student, you can say. And the pros of this laptop is battery life is good, and performance is also solid. And the only cons I can see here is it comes up with average IPS screen. The 10th laptop in my list is Lenovo Business Flagship Yoga 910. It's a 2-in-1 ultrabook PC. It comes with great build quality, high performance. Price also seems to be reasonable. The only cons is the display could have been better. So all these 10 laptops, depending on your budget, your research or programming or your applications, how do you use, accordingly you can look at it at my blog favoriteblog.com, and you can search for best laptop for machine learning and you can see what best suits for you. In the final words, machine learning professional jobs, this is one of the toughest jobs which require not only a mediocre laptop but a great laptop which can easily make your job easier. So I would suggest for one-time investment you can have a decent laptop. Of course you can always buy cheap laptops, but you might have to face performance issues or any later bigger applications if you want to install and having a huge data sets. It depends on your task, how you want and what you want to do. So all these are the top 10 best laptops for machine learning professionals or students who are looking to get one of them. I hope you liked it, and you have any things to ask, you can drop in the comment. I'll get back to you. And thanks for sharing, and thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.